You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
NZ On Air Music presents Long Player.
Yes, Long Player. Oh. Double, double. We'll listen to this first.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm stupid, I'd be the first to admit, but I could probably sink the eight with the back of a boomstick. Yeah, I'm useless, but it does not my Q-tip. I got no tricks, but it's a pretty sharp list. I got trophies for killing zombies with no cheats. Chill it smoky, take a backseat, double cheese. Bun, egg, mayo, extra pickles, please. I'm a piece of shit, I'll show you the certificate. Top of my class, absolute degenerate. That's probably pushing it, God never did. But I know I never got a gold medal, just participant. Why you want your mouth if you give a fuck? Come down to my level and I'm not through with that damn cloud. Just fuck you, man.
Better kill him, whatever. God like a heaven on the gates of the bad. Better kill him, whatever. God like a heaven on the gates of the bad. Better kill him, whatever. God like a heaven on the gates of the bad. Better kill him, whatever. God like a heaven on the gates of the bad.
What's up, Liam? Double, double.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Oh, anytime. It's always a fun time. And you just released Power Chuck, your first solo EP, yesterday.
Yep, I did. Power Chuck. Go cop that now. $6.66. What a bargain.
$6.66. What went like the other ones that you've done? Oh, $4.20? $4.20.
Yeah,
but now you've upgraded.
I'm so humorous, eh?
Yeah, you've upped the price.
Yeah, Heavy's album is $4.20.
Yeah,
but this one, I don't want to draw comparisons as to why the different prices, but I just couldn't call it $4.20 again. That would be ridiculous, right?
Yeah, I guess it's okay. But let's talk about Power Chuck. Why that title?
It's been very therapeutic to make, but at the same time, it's quite personal and quite a stomach-wrenching process to do. So I wanted to call it Puke, but then, I don't know, Power Chuck just sounded edgy, you know? And I thought it could sound like potentially a punk album, and I was really into Sum 41's Chuck album. So, you know, I just went from there.
It's a very powerful album. It's a really cool album cover of, like, it reminds me of, like, Spirited Away. It's
yeah.
Like rainbow puke.
That was actually my first thought when I saw it. Tim Dusto from Grits and Grams made that in, like, a few hours because he's insane.
Damn.
Yeah.
Now let's talk about the track we just heard, which is the first track on the album,
mm-hmm.
Dad of the Year.
It's called Dad of the Year. It's just a general song of, like, directionless, having lots of, like, seemingly useful skills, but, like, no means of channeling them into something that would be considered worthwhile in, like, today's standards. But then ultimately blaming external forces for your apparent uselessness. Like, it's essentially a song about daddy issues and blaming things on your parents and stuff like that.
Wow. The whole...
Super chirpy.
Yeah, the whole EP, though, is pretty personal.
Yeah.
From what I've, like, listened to.
It is. It's very, yeah, it's very self-indulgent. It's just like it's just me writing my thoughts, which, you know.
Writing solo.
it's a general thing for anyone writing music. You know, obviously they're writing about their personal experiences, but these just happen to be a string of not so nice ones. But there's some high points in there, you know, if you look hard enough.
Let's talk about I Did My Best, Worst, and that has... You know, I've been on BFM quite a few times.
Yeah.
Top 10, shall we say.
No big deal. I Did My Best and Worst is, I don't know if I should give a content or trigger warning, because I'm not going to go too deep into specific details about what it's about, but theme-wise, it's written like a suicide note, and it follows, like, descending slopes of thoughts of, like, false rationalizations that get progressively more and more unhinged from, like, your best reasonings that you would, like, leave to someone, to your worst, which is in no way me glamorizing it. It's just what it is, unfortunately. And yeah, those like really sickeningly puke-provoking rationalizations that you can, you know, come to in your life. But yeah, that's what I did my best and worst is about.
Cool, let's listen to it. I get y'all confused, but I'm not. I've never been so sharp, anything called the cops. It's mine to take, but y'all mistake. My mind made up since I stepped to the plate all alone. Just waiting for the light from my phone, all alone. Waiting for the light from my phone. Is that what it'd take? The sound of your voice to wash away my hate. Would you believe me if I didn't have a chance? You'd be better off now. I left heaven just. Do you know what it's like? To look at every edge like a blessing in disguise. Can you see it in my eyes? Can you see it in my eyes? But not of death, quite the opposite of welcome and comparatively more as I live. No, I have to live to say I live it. Could I call it that? Is this it? Been lonely all my life since I lost it. Trying every way to drop my voice like a hostage. Checking every drop of the faucet. On a loop round every day, punch a docket. This can't be it, getting repetitive. Will I be missed? At least a deficit. If I scrub a little harder, would it wash away? If I went a little deeper, would it drain? I did my best and worst by Double. Now let's move on to the third track, All Day Breakfast.
Yeah, this one's probably my favorite on the EP, just mainly because it's a bit of a breath of fresh air comparatively to the rest. The song's essentially just like a glimpse of what it would potentially be like without living in like a depressive void, and it toys with living with like this extreme confidence and flair, even though all the instances and references I make in this track are like a behavior that's like incredibly menial and deluded. So it's kind of bleak, but it's it's a step up from the rest, I reckon. Okay, well, oh God, saying this out loud is not, it's not as cheery as I thought it would be.
It's a great song though. All Day Breakfast.
Short-term memory, losing me momentum only momentarily. I'm seeing double eyes trembling, though now I'm always ready, I can see the other split screen. Step back while I fire breathe metaphorically. If I readjust the imagery, it's more or less like Ovaltine. Close your eyes and let's get sensory. Let my words tiptoe down your spine and hold you tenderly. Whisper softly why you do this to me. Whisper softly why you do this to me. Double on your speed dial one. Just to hear a little about your day and what you had for lunch. Check the label on my back, I guess I'm overdue. Best the day before the day after 22. Though that's only when I first began to bloom. Now you're looking in the mirror, seeing everything I'm not in you. I'm finding my way back, see with glasses. If you're falling far behind, I'm most in classes. Hands full of steel pedals from Damascus. Cut like hydraulic powered water jet blasters. Call me Blaster, the more beige than turquoise. Camel tones filling every orifice like white noise. I'm swinging like a drunk in all cylinders. Acting like I break the bank like Schoolboy or Dillinger. Whisper softly what you do to me. Whisper softly what you do to me. Double on your speed dial too. In case you need to counterpoint the low end in the room. Whisper softly what you do to me. Whisper softly what you do to me. Double on your speed dial three. For that red bush tea.
Chocolate, number one favorite, non-alcoholic hot beverage, aka peppermint, voice make you homesick, Vince Vaughn rhetoric, goosebump on your upper lip.
I'm a freak in the geek, straight avatar, cut me anywhere and I'll bleed blue curacao. In a constant state of irritated bowel, it's no wonder why I could never shake this cloud, cause I'm toxic, baby. I'm slipping under, grab the joystick, maybe would you grab the controller, give me one sec. Hazy will I gather my composure, I'm elastic. Curry like step with the crossover. Whisper softly why you do this to me. Whisper softly why you do this to me. Whisper softly why you do this to me. Whisper softly why you do this to me.
All Day Breakfast by Double Double. That was the third track from his latest EP, Power Chuck. And now let's move on to the fourth one, Jerk.
Jerk, as even though I said this EP is quite a self-indulgent thing, it's just me, venting essentially. I feel like this is quite a relatable track that most people could, relate to. I just said it twice. But anyway, it's just a back and forth between like patient and doctors / psychologists, therapists, counselors, etc. Just like constantly being passed on from one professional to another. Retelling a story, weaning on and off like medications and enduring their real kooky and wonderful side effects, and all like, and just in the process of all this, everyone telling you that there's an end and it's going to be okay. And this isn't me saying that it's not going to be okay, but this is just saying that's what this is about, that repetition. Yeah, this is Jack.
We got it. Double double.
Till I re-up on that cold rush, coursing through my body like adrenaline or roll-ups. Though I must admit I'm happy to feel anything, even if it's periodic myoclonic jerking. Boxed in, taped up, tightly by my emptiness. Nothing less as I regress, back until my former best. I might as well be dead, I ain't afraid of death. I'd rather go willingly than be the last left. But I'm not, cause I love you too much. Let me realign, adjust while I try to keep up. Damn, you promised I'd be okay. It's heavy in the middle way, and it's carrying the cold way. You promise.
than a Game of Thrones winter. Will it get there? Maybe never. But we'll watch it every week, cause we're bored or whatever at leisure. I should probably leave the house once in a while. Maybe try my hand at a mild social lifestyle. While holding back the urge to spew reviles while I smile. Look deep into my eyes as I try and turn a light. Try calling back later when I'm civilized. I'm going deep sleep like I'm Han trapped in carbonite. Shit. I don't have the energy. Out of 10, I'm empty. But I'm gonna speak at the very least. Are you really gonna listen? Don't spare me a second thought after you go home. Make me think so. I can flip the switch and make you feel like a better friend. All that you can do is not ask if I'm okay again. I'm sorry that you're not equipped to save me. God forbid that I would make you feel uneasy. I get you got your own thing. I remember hearing about the weekly tax-free holy. But now we're going my speed extreme. I'll probably brush it off like a nosebleed. Please, all I need is that pipe dream. Humor me, please, all I need is that pipe dream. Cause I think I'm going crazy, I think I'm going crazy. Just pick up the phone and say it's easy, hypothetically. Maybe just stay home alone, I say it's easy, realistically. You tell me I'll be okay. Then it's all about my mind state. Heavy and I'm in the way, and it's carrying the gold plate. You tell me I'll be okay, that it's all about my mind state. But it's heavy and I'm in the way, and it's carrying the gold plate. Good night.
Jerk. Jerk by Double Double. But we know Liam is not a jerk.
No, it's in reference to myoclonic jerks, which is like a muscle spasm. It's not calling out any jerks, even though there are so many jerks in the world.
Let's name them out in Auckland. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Jerk shaming. The new scandal.
stir some beef in the Auckland scene. Yes.
Yeah, you know LVJ? Fuck, he's such a jerk.
Right.
Fuck that dude. I'm kidding, I love you, Alvin.
Let's talk about Happiness. Smile.
Yeah, let's not talk about LVJ. Yeah. He doesn't need any more fucking attention. Happiness / Smile is it's just a continuation of Jerk, to be honest. But I thought a 6-minute track would be way too long. Especially for someone like me who writes primarily like 2-minute tracks. But it follows the same subject of just like hopelessness, I guess, but with the added like unhinged discrediting that you would go through when you come to the belief that these professionals are full of shit and that it's never really over. But you know, it all comes in waves. This I'm not trying to glamorize anything here, people. You know, there's a light at the end. Just play the track.
Okay. Let's go.
I'm a demon, move over, then act like I'm stupid, deluded, I'm feeling. coming.
/Smile by Double Double. Now
that's
me. Yeah. Double Double. Actually, I don't know if I've asked you this before, but the name Double Double,
where does it come from?
Yeah.
It's just something that Alvin/LVJ used to always call me. So it was just a homage to him, really, because, yeah, one day, because he used to feature on a lot of heavy sets when we'd play, and he'd, every time I'd be about to rap, he'd just shout Double Double before I'd start rapping. I was like, oh, I guess that's double. My rap name.
Double the fun. Almost sounds like Bubble Bubble.
Yeah.
But maybe that's what he was actually saying.
That could be a cuter side project that I might be working on. This is my punk album. My pop album will be Bubble Bubble.
Yeah, Bubblegum Pop.
Double, as some have called it.
Let's talk about the sixth track, Gains. What can you tell us about that one?
I really, really like Gains, which sounds weird to say, but I don't like many of the shit I do. So, yeah, Gains and All Day Breakfast are two of my favorite tracks on the EP, just because they are a little more on the, I don't know, go on me side, you know? They're less self-deprecating, but it just plays on the idea of making bodily gains, but instead of making physical gains, it's about, like, shedding unnecessarily people/weight in your life that are just, like, fucking you up, essentially. You know, they're detrimental, and you're just you know, you're gaining by losing them.
Yeah, and it's, you're fully using like bodybuilding as like a metaphor,
yeah,
analogy,
because I definitely don't have any real gains.
you do, don't worry. Those muscles. Let's listen to Gains, Double Double.
Food circle, now I'm out of friends. I got a funny feeling that they'll never ask me out again. It's only a matter of time before they show you who they are beneath the veil, coup d'etat. But maybe it was me, for once in my life, thinking selfishly, only selflessly. Say no enough times, and I'll stop asking you. And since you're really fine, that'll work too. Until the day you find you're only down to a few, not a sound or any movement, no peripheral view. Though I can't see the best in the dark, not confident enough to trust my heart. It's always been a little temperamental from the start, only beating since I touched an open wire for that spark. Now I'm seeing things differently. Welcome to the new objective me. Objectively, objective me. Yeah, objectively. Call me on my shit, I welcome it. I'll dig up the box, unhinge the lid. But don't pretend you ever ever made a bid, you're only now in the running, cause I'm now well equipped. Sadly, if you need me, I'll be there, cause I'm never gonna not land in it. I hate to sound too insincere, but I'm hanging on the edge, here Hopkins, hold my beer. It'll be like Batman forever, choosing life over death for another. Though I don't think I can choose in between, saving one or both that I love from me. Now I'm getting soft, caring at a cost. Everybody's just doing themselves, I wonder if they'll have time to help.
That was Gains by Double Double. We were just talking about how Liam makes a fantastic vegetarian sausage roll.
Yeah, they're out of this world. So incredible.
And yeah, for like the next like merch thing, there'll be like a recipe book.
Yeah, with double cheese.
Double double cheese.
I'm going to sell sausage rolls at my next gig. You can hold me to that.
Can you cater for your next one?
I'm committing to it right now.
Yes.
I can't go back. It's on radio, and millions of people have just heard me say it.
Let's talk about Pretty in Chocolate.
Pretty in Chocolate is one of the more pleasant tracks on the EP. It focuses on like the possibility, really, of trying to get through to the people you adore, to make them see you, see themselves how you see them, and it's just like, hey, you're beautiful. So I thought it'd be a nice way to end this depressing EP with just a little, you know, there's hope kind of thing. Am I rambling too much? Should I stop talking?
No, that's beautiful. No, that was great. Well, thank you so much for coming in and sharing. No,
thank you for letting me speak.
Oh, anytime. But like, it's really inspiring and to hear you share about, you know, very personal things, and I'm sure many of your fans and people listening now can relate. And
hi mum, don't worry, I'm all right. I'll be fine.
Okay, let's listen to Pretty in Chocolate.
Was Long Player. Thanks, NZ On Air Music.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.